It's 5:44, and this is 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. North Carolina's standing as a venue for championship-level collegiate sports has taken another hit because of House Bill 2. The Atlantic Coast Conference announced today it will move 10 championship events out of the state this year, including the ACC football championship game that was scheduled for December 3rd in Charlotte. Mayor Jennifer Roberts says it's frustrating that the ACC included Charlotte in its decision since the city passed LGBT protections that lawmakers overturned with the passage of HB 2, which limits protections for LGBT people.
We know that our reputation has been damaged. We know that Charlotte has stood up for the right thing, stood up for equality, and yet we're still in a state that has preempted that.
The ACC decision comes 2 days after the NCAA said it is pulling 7 championship events from North Carolina because of House Bill 2. The Greater Raleigh Sports Alliance recruits and hosts many of these events. The group's executive director, Scott Dupree, calls the moves disappointing and damaging.
In terms of the sports event industry in North Carolina, this is an historically bad week and an unprecedented week in terms of lost business and damage to our reputation and brand as a great state for sporting events.
The NCAA's decision hits especially hard in the city of Cary, where 4 of the planned events would have been held, including the Division I Women's Soccer Championship in December. The city has worked hard to brand itself as an amateur sports destination. Barry Mitch chairs the Cary Chamber of Commerce and joins me to discuss the NCAA decision and what it means for the city. Hi, Mr. Mitch.
How you doing, Mark?
Well, thank you. You know, it almost seems that North Carolina's status as a collegiate sports championship venue at the moment is just kind of crumbling. How do you see it?
Well, it's unfortunate, Mark, and it's really unfortunate for us here in Cary because, you know, as you said, we have worked very hard over the past decade to develop what we think is an exemplary amateur sports platform, not only for the ACC, but the NCAA. And it's very unfortunate that we have been impacted by this, because when you look at our area, you know, this is a very cosmopolitan, very diverse area, and it's just unfortunate.
Is there anything you can do or trying to do to bring, you know, I guess a break in the impasse?
You can stand up and scream all you want, but the bottom line is you got to get people to talk to each other. With the latest announcements, particularly the NCAA and now the ACC, maybe that will open up some listening for some people who have been reluctant to do that. That's my hope.
And what would you say if you were involved in some of those discussions, if you had lawmakers from both sides of the issue, you know, that you could sit down and talk with, what would you say?
Well, you know, when you pass legislation in a hurry, which this one was done, I don't think everyone looks at what the possible ramifications would be. I would ask them to sit down, talk to each other, listen to each other's side, look out for the benefit for the entire state, not just one interest group or one side of the political spectrum. Now let's come up with a solution that is good for the entire state of North Carolina.
And what would that solution look like in your mind?
Well, right now, Mark, I think the only thing we can really attempt to do is try to start with a clean slate. And the first thing that would be to, you know, throw this one out and let's try again.
Repeal HB 2 and try again in what general objective?
Well, the general objective was to get to a point where, you know, both sides are in agreement and both sides get a little bit of what they want, but not all of what they want. I think what we're dealing with here, and I think you're familiar with this on your side of the state, is that we have a group in the state who will not give an inch, and they're not going to give an inch. And those of us who are in the metropolitan areas are suffering a little bit from that, and we just need to understand both sides.
Well, just to be clear, in your view, the group that's not giving an inch, can you clarify your comment there?
I think it's well known politically around the state that there are, you know, factions in one political party, and I'm a independent. registered independent, so I don't affiliate with either one. But there are folks on one side of the political party, or a political party, who will not budge on certain social issues. And I think that's where the change needs to happen, or where the understanding needs to happen, because the ramifications of what has occurred are much more far-reaching, I think, than they intended them to be.
Well, just to try to help bring absolute clarity, are you referring to the Republicans who passed House Bill 2?
Well, that's obvious. for sure.
Barry Mitch, Chair of the Cary Chamber of Commerce, thank you for talking with us.
Thanks, Mark.